This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. A little Chicago quiz for you. Have you ever been to the Silver Room in Hyde Park? Or the Silver Room Block Party? Have you ever been to Grown Folk Stories? Okay, these are all creations by Eric Williams. He's a Chicago native, and he has truly honed in on the art of hospitality. If you answered yes and you've been to any of those places, you know this. When you're there, you feel welcome, you feel cared for, you feel a little fancy. And it's no different at this newer spot he co-created, Bronzeville Winery. Have you heard about this yet? Eric opened it a couple years ago at 44th and Cottage Grove with Cecilia Cuff, co-owner. And Cecilia has planned events for some folks you will most definitely recognize: Oprah, Brad and Angelina, Rihanna, yeah. They know how to create an experience you'll be talking about for a while. I mean, I heard the words Bronzeville Winery 3 times in the past week outside of this interview. The food slaps. The space is bright and open in the daytime. And at night, it's dark but shining. And the beverage vendors are from all over. The whole place is a vibe. Here's Cecilia.
Everything from incredible wine lists, most recently best in hospitality in the city of Chicago, paired with an incredible menu that is made to cater to many different palates, from those moving into their vegan journey to those who care about where their meat comes from. We really wanted to be a space that spoke to community, and that you can go somewhere and meet somebody new and listen to some music and learn something new about wine. That's Bronzeville Winery.
So I'm talking to Eric and Cecilia today about adding a winery to their respective repertoires, which are already plentiful, and how it's a way for them to invest in the community of Bronzeville, the people who live there, and also more broadly, the South Side of Chicago. Eric starts us off by explaining how the idea of the Bronzeville Winery initially came about. He had moved the Silver Room from Wicker Park to Hyde Park, and he couldn't find as many food and drink options on the South Side.
When I moved the store, I lived on the North Side for my entire adult life, 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. And I moved to Cottage Grove. And I just was like, wow, there's nothing down here. And so when the space became available, I said, I know exactly what I want to do to create an experience that would be something I would find in West Loop and Logan Square and Wicker Park. And so within 2 weeks, I heard like 10 of my friends talk about wine. I'm like, oh, a lot of Black folks down here like wine. You know, so maybe that could be the lead. And the thing which really said, okay, this is the idea, is that doing COVID at Mariano's, it became Club Mariano's. I mean, it was like music, it was DJs. And so I'm like, if people are getting down in Mariano's in aisle 5, this can work permanently. So that was really the spark that kind of set it off. And Cecilia had worked in hospitality for, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 years. So I had the idea, but I knew I couldn't actually operate it myself. Mm. And I went to go visit her out in Taos, New Mexico. And I was telling her the idea. And she was like, sure, I'll help you. And it, next thing I know, her whole life changed. And now she's here. But yeah, Cecilia's the boss. So that's how it happened.
That's so inspiring, you know, where it's just like, if you just listen out, you know, you'll hear what the people want and what the people need.
Yeah.
Cecilia, I mean, I know you have, like, you know, as Eric mentioned, 20 years in the game doing these more high-end events, high-end hospitality. I do want to think about that in the context of Bronzeville specifically, though. I mean, how do you think about bringing people in, collaborating with people in the you know, within the confines of the neighborhood where Bronzeville Winery lives?
Part of, I believe, when we opened up the restaurant, we were designing the menu and what we were going to offer. We looked at our community and realized how that there are people that generationally want what we offer, but they leave the community to be able to access those things. So we shouldn't have to go downtown or to the north side or, you know, out of the state to be able to have the same experience. So a lot of the items and things that we offer, not only, you know, were we leaving our community to get, but additionally, a lot of the people who live in the community who work downtown or north side had to leave the community to be able to make a living in the hospitality industry in a restaurant that we served at. So I think a lot of the wealth and a lot of the offerings that we have with a global context, our community is lived, you know, our community is traveled, our community are artists and musicians. So much of what we get to celebrate every day actually is a representation of our community. And I think we have a very lived global experience, but we also have the Brownsville experience. You know, when we look at the historical past of Brownsville as a whole, the amount of influence that we've had on music and arts and culture in Chicago as a whole, and worldwide, you know, it's we don't have to look very far to be able to offer that experience that people globally travel and look around to get, because we are a very special space. People from all over come, you know, I think in the first 2 years, which we're about a month away from our 2 year anniversary, well, we're almost 160,000 people served. Wow. And those are people that maybe wouldn't have come to 44th and Cottage unless we put a space for them to come. So for us, it's more about bringing people in than, you know, it is about us having to source anything from outside of our community. It's all here.
It's important, those reminders, you know, yeah. And to really reframe a lot of the conversations that happen about the South Side of Chicago, about Chicago in general. Yeah. And Black folks in Chicago.
It definitely is a way to change perceptions about the city, about the side of town, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I came here and nothing happened to me. It was great. You know, I'm going to come back now. You know, I remember I was talking to somebody from South Dakota. They were like, you know, they had a perception, of course. They're like, oh, this is great. I love this. You know, so that's very important.
Yeah.
And it's not just people from outside the community. It's people who live in the community, who sometimes have a certain perception of themselves.
Oh, yes.
Based on what they hear about their own neighborhoods.
Wow.
And so it's a sense of pride that they have when they can walk to, you know, walk to the restaurant, have a good dinner, and walk back home. It's like, wow, this is normal. This should be normal.
Mm-hmm. You recently won, let me see how to pronounce this. This is Jean Banchet.
The Jean Banchet Awards.
Jean Banchet, thank you.
Jean Banchet. It's the
Jean Banchet.
We definitely have called it Jean Banchet as well.
Help me, thank you. Okay, so the Brownsville Winery recently won the Jean Banchet Award for Best Hospitality. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
The word hospitality, you know, people hear that, they think hotels, they think restaurants, they think this, they think that. Really, from my understanding, at the root of the word is how you take care of people. And
yeah.
I wonder how y'all think about that when you're making sure people feel taken care of at the winery. What are you thinking about and what's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's funny you say the word feel. And when I hear the word hospitality, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is how people actually feel. And I think great service is part of it. It's not the only thing. So yes, you can have excellent service and, you know, the waiter is there in, you know, 1.6 minutes, I mean, seconds. And, you know, all these things that we talk about, how to serve properly and walk to the right and all these things. That's part of it. But I think more importantly is sometimes just like a hug, you know, hey, girl, you know, it's somebody was feeling kind of down the other day. And so I was like talking to them and I'm like, who's your favorite artist? I love Anita Baker. Walked over and just put Anita Baker for me.
Yes.
Just the whole vibe changed, you know? So that to me is more hospitality than just like the actual steps of service, which is part of it for sure. But how do you make somebody feel at home, feel welcome, feel seen? I think that's what happens in the restaurant, especially when folks come into a restaurant and they don't normally see people look like them. And it's reflective. And the music, again, and it's like the food and it's like the vibe and just the whole energy of the space feels like home. So that to me is what hospitality is.
I think it's how does everybody feel. You go in and are you comfortable? You know, does our staff feel like they really care? And I think one thing that we acknowledge is that because we do so much training, we're dedicated to making sure that people might maybe their first time in the industry, that they have access to jobs that can be lucrative, like restaurant jobs. And so we do it. We spend a lot of time training, but you can't train someone to care. So while our service might not ever be absolutely perfect and our plating might not always look like some of the, you know, the people that win the Michelin stars, there's nothing that you can ever say that our staff and our team and our family doesn't care for you. And that to me feels like the only reason that we've even opened the restaurant is to care about our team and then also to care about the community itself. And that's new family and new people that we meet and people who have never been, and people who, you know, are from the community who we see all the time.
Yeah. Tell me about your goals around what winemakers to work with.
Every single decision that we make as a buying decision can either build our community or it can just keep another community going. So part of our wine list decision, our beverage list decision, was having a list that was majority either female owned or minority owned, which isn't something that you see very often. And I think it's also being able to express the idea that many of the best things come from our community.
Before you got into this and really set that up as your goal and as your mission, did you know that the market was so robust when it comes to women-owned and minority-owned businesses?
I feel like our part of this has really been forcing it out of our distributors, to be honest.
Okay.
When people first came to bring us wines, you know, they're like, oh, you're Bronzo Winery. And the first question we would have is, how many minority or female-owned wines or brands do you own? Almost all of them couldn't answer the question right away. And they would have to go back to their companies and say, hey, and I told them it's fine. You might not have an answer, but come back and do better. So,
yeah,
we didn't talk to anybody unless they were supportive of the initiative.
Where do you see Bronzeville Winery positioned within the Chicago scene?
It's hard to say. I feel like this journey has been really organic. You know, it came from Eric and I sitting in Hot Springs talking about an idea he had and even going back further than that to us, you know, being friends and, you know, in Wicker Park 25 plus years ago, to a restaurant concept I don't think there's any way we could have ever mapped out the journey. You know, I think we just are allowing ourselves to grow. And essentially, we want to make sure that we're here for the long run for our community and making sure that we're a staple so that we can create jobs and have a place for people to go and act as a catalyst for other businesses like ours to open in spaces that maybe people don't think that they belong. You know, I remember when we first were approaching banks and saying, you know, hey, fund us, please. Yeah. And looked at us and they're like, you're going to open a what, where? Why do you think this is something that will be successful in this community? No, wow. We don't do that.
Wow.
And I think we were told no probably 30 times before we got a yes from BMO Bank. And they're like, yes, we do believe this can happen. Yes, we do believe your community deserves this. So, you know, I think for us, we want to show and we want to be that beacon that when people are told no, we're like, yeah, you can do it, and try to help them point them in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So there are more of us all over the South Side, which in turn will mean there are more spaces that feel reflective of the community and that are interested in growing our community all over the South and West Sides of Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the space as an urban planning project, for sure. Wicker Park is not what Wicker Park is now. You know, it's not what it was 25 years ago. So I saw that neighborhood develop with one restaurant, one cafe, one retail store. You know, it was a slow develop, but it happened over the course of 20 plus years. So for me, what's, you know, as important as us as a business is the inspiration that it can have for other people to see that this is possible on Cottage Grove.
I think also that restaurants and spaces like ours, it's great to talk about, but you got to come.
You know? Come on down, exactly.
People got to come, and that's how we stay in business. So it's nice to support a Black and female-owned business, but it's nicer if you come in and spend some money. Our community is what keeps us going. So as much support, we'll keep taking it.
Cecilia Cuff and Eric Williams are the co-owners of Bronzeville Winery. Cecilia, Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
And that's it for today. Thanks to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing The Rundown, and to Ariel Van Clee for editing the show. Big thank you to Natalie Moore for editing this episode. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.